mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The gospel you have heard today is the basis of today's sermon, especially these words. The people were so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Good morning, Mount Olive Lutheran Church. It is great to be here with you, and I gotta say, I love getting to greet you guys with such energy every morning. Well, and if you come to Saturday night service every evening. And I hope that you enjoy my energy too. I don't think you would like one of these right here. I'll go back and I'll do it all over again. Hello and good morning, Mount Olive Lutheran Church. Yeah, see, you only got one good morning that time, right? Perhaps you like that little bit of boldness. I like it too. That's why I do it. But the reason I get at that is to be confident, right? Like, everybody likes that firm handshake. Nobody likes getting the wet fish in the line. I'm not saying you have to be overly domineering when you shake someone's hand. Like, okay, we get it. You have a vice for a grip. But nobody likes the dead fish. And the people in our text respond to Jesus casting out a demon. "Be quiet," Jesus says sternly, "and come out of him." And the impure spirit shook, and the man violently came out of him with a shriek. And the people were amazed, and they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority," with boldness. They respond to it, not least because he cast out a demon. But in today, in America, being a bold Christian, being authoritative and say the truth of what Scripture is not as well received. In fact, it can be beaten out of us. It isn't so long ago for me, but high school was only relatively a couple years. I don't know how it was when you were all in high school, but for me, I came from a parochial school, and so I come fresh-faced, bushy-eyed, fluffy tail, you know, the whole nine yards. And I come into my public high school at junior high level, and I felt like I got hit by a Mack truck. Wasn't allowed to talk about Jesus in public, but atheism is on full display, and they have impunity to attack you at any time, and you're seen as an oddball if you, you know, push back against it. It doesn't happen all at once. It's this slow, suffocating hug of, "Shh, be quiet, Christian. Just be silent and give up." Didn't happen all at once, but over the course of my junior high school career, I went from the, "Hey, I love Jesus," to in the public square, yeah, I guess I love Jesus. It had almost been beaten out of me, not by in one broad stroke, in one moment, but in bit by bit, piece by piece. If I told you about Jesus when I was in high school, there were times you would never have said, a teaching with authority, or with boldness, or with even any amount of mirth or joy about the gospel, you would have been like, "Who is this Colin Ford character, and why is he trying to sell me on this Jesus guy when he doesn't even seem to believe it himself?" I don't know how exactly it is in South Dakota, but, excuse me, South Carolina, I do apologize. That's my bad. I'll never live that one down. How it is here in South Carolina, but in my home state of Michigan, being a Christian in public is, well, it's not frowned upon, it's not taboo, but people kind of purse their lips at you and look at you strangely. If you go out to dinner with some friends that aren't Christian and you dare to pray at the table publicly, people do one of these. almost irritated. Like, how dare you be a Christian in public? So, just out of curiosity, last night no hands went up. But has anybody here in South Carolina experienced that kind of mentality, that shame for being a Christian? Hey, no hands go up. Awesome. Go South Carolina. That's a great thing. But the world, the society, the institutions, little bit by bit, piece by piece, state by state, they push against it as if to say, shh, bold Christian, be silent. Shh, shut up about Jesus. Here we have the gospel of Jesus Christ and its true beauty that it has, the life-saving nature that it gives, and there is pushback against it. Perhaps not here in the stronghold that it is, South Carolina or Columbia, or even this church, but there is a want from the world to get you to shut up about Christ, or at least not be as confident in your boldness and your proclamation, to have no authority. When you come up to someone to tell them, hey, I'd like to tell you about Jesus, or hey, can I sit and pray with you? Hey, you seem to be having a bad day. Let me hear your problems. Tell me about it. Let me sit and pray with you. There's a want to leave all that behind, or at least exercise any bit of God from the picture. We're reminded of the truth of Scripture. And as much as the world regales against truth, and I've said this in Bible class and I'll say it against now, you cannot destroy truth. You might be able to bend it, twist it, bury it, ignore it, but you cannot destroy it. And you, friends, are armed with the truth of Scripture. And you get to go out and boldly proclaim that. And in the face of the media, the politicians, or anyone else that stands against you, you get to plant yourself like a mighty oak next to the river of truth. And when they say, hey, be silent and move, you get to say back to them, no, you move. For I am rooted in Christ Jesus, my Lord. And I will not be silent, but I will confidently proclaim him to all people and to all nations. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.